at her. When grown-up persons indulge in practical jokes, the fact gauges them. They have lived narrow, obscure, and ignorant lives, and at full manhood they still retain and cherish a job lot of leftover standards and ideals that would have been discarded with their boyhood if they had then moved out into the world and a broader life. There were many practical jokers in the new territory. I do not take pleasure in exposing this fact, for I liked those people. But what I am saying is true. I wish I could say a kindlier thing about them instead, that they were burglars or hat-rack thieves or something like that, that wouldn't be utterly uncomplimentary. I would prefer it, but I can't say those things. They would not be true. These people were practical jokers, and I will not try to disguise it. In other respects, they were plenty good enough people, honest people, reputable and likable. They played practical jokes upon each other with success and got the admiration and applause and also the envy of the rest of the community. Naturally, they were eager to try their arts on big game, and that was what the governor was. But they were not able to score. They made several efforts, but the governor defeated these efforts without any trouble and went on smiling his pleasant smile as if nothing had happened. Finally, the joker chiefs of Carson City and Virginia City conspired together to see if their combined talent couldn't win a victory, for the jokers were getting into